It's Glenn Erickson, Dove Network. We're in Kelowna today. An opportunity to speak with Ty Edmonds, goaltender of the Prince George Cougars, in his fourth year in the Western Hockey League, a 20-year-old. Ty, we've had a chance to talk a little bit, but you know, maybe want to put you on the spot. As a 20-year-old goaltender, your career in the Dove is kind of winding down. Just reflect a little bit on what the experience has been like, four full seasons in the league, all with one team up in Prince George, and looking like you've got a pretty good team here to wind down your career.
Yeah, it's been a lot of up and downs, to say the least. There's been a lot of highs and a lot of lows, but I think that's expected with whichever team you're on and whichever league you're in. But it's been a treat. It's been a nice journey, and I've been very lucky to play with some great players, some great guys, some good coaches, very good organization, and fortunate for me, like we said before, I'm lucky to spend my 4 years with one team, and it's exciting because this is the best team I've had, so it's nice to, in a cliche way, to save the best for last, so I'm pretty excited about it.
We had, again, talked earlier, you're a ninth-round draft pick back in 2011, but, the road to Prince Albert took you to a few locales, and, some good opportunities along the way for you to develop. Can you just, shed a little bit of light on what it took?
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. Like we said, I was never really a top-end prospect coming out of Manitoba. You don't really know how you compare it to the guys out west, but it was nice to get drafted. Like I said, Wade Klippenstein took a shot and drafted me, and it's obviously, I think, for myself, it's paid off, and I can't give enough gratitude to himself and the organization for what they've done, but it's been a journey, and it's been a hard-fought battle, but it's nice to start having success now at the end of my career, and especially have team success, too. We weren't the greatest team when I came in from 15 on up, but it's nice at the end of my career to turn the organization around and show the league that the Prince George Cougars are going to be around for a long time and have success going in this season and onwards.
So 4 years in Prince George, you've seen a lot up there in the city and with the organization, two ownerships over the time frame you've been there. Sometimes when that rink, you were playing in front of 1,500 people, but you've kind of certainly doubled attendance, and there seems to be a bit of a resurgence. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure, yeah. With Greg Pocock, Ernest Ouellette, all the other owners of Edge Pro, they've helped us so much, and they do anything for us as a team and as an organization, and they've brought in fans into the stands, and it's the best thing you can have when you skate out there and you got a full house or close to it, and so it's something that you didn't really see when you were 17, and I know the other guys who are on the team can attest to that, but now it's truly a treat and an honor going out there in front of all the fans we have now, and you try not to take it for granted because back when you were younger, you didn't have that opportunity. So they put in so much work and so much effort and time that it's starting to pay off from a fan standpoint, and the players take great appreciation into it.
The hockey team has had terrific success so far this year, and are really in the hunt to nail down a BC Division crown. You're an older team this year, a lot of 19s, a lot of 20s, so really kind of built for the here and now. Do you guys feel as a group that you really want to do something special this season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We know going into this year that even before we made some of the trades and the acquisitions, that this was the season that we would build for or that we have built for, and that we were getting ready to gear up for a championship run. And I know some teams are fortunate enough to have it every year, but we knew building up over the last 2 years that this was going to be the season where it would be our season, that we'd hopefully take all the division and the conference and make it as far as we can. And luckily for us, we're putting it into action right now, and we're so close to the end of the season and getting those banners, but we know our work's far from done. And I think just all the older guys, since they've been around for a while, know that we have a long stretch coming up here with the playoffs and the end of the season, and everyone's pretty excited about it.
We were talking about some of the statistics over the years. You were a busy goaltender the first couple seasons, and about eight or nine other goaltenders sort of came and went with the organization. You're still standing as kind of the go-to guy, but in the last season and a half, you've had a young guy, Nick McBride, kind of waiting in the wings, but has maybe taken some pressure off you. You've been able to maybe be a little more fresh, not play as many games, but how has the relationship with Nick evolved? It looks like he's the guy that'll take over after you depart.
Yeah, we've between Nick and I, we have a tremendous relationship. He's easy down to earth guy. There's a healthy competition between us to play, but at the same time, it doesn't get taken much further than that. We're good friends on and off the ice, and it's between us, he's an unbelievable goaltender, and when he's on his game, he's one of the best, if not the best, in the league, and it's unbelievable to watch. So when seeing him have success helps me build confidence and helps me relax and play well, and having a guy that I know is capable behind me has helped me relax over the past year and a half. And like I said, he's the longest standing goalie partner I've had, but he's definitely one of the best relationships I've created out of hockey, and I'm super excited to see what the future holds for him next season, obviously not being able to come back. And it's as we discussed, it's a weird situation being 20 and not being able to come back at all, but I know the team will be in good hands with Nick next season and for the rest of the season going on.
And also, it's kind of a neat little quirk. You guys, as a real solid tandem in the league, you've both had the unique experience playing in the top prospects game yourself in Calgary. And if I'm not mistaken, Nick, down in St. Catharines, what's it like to kind of chuckle from time to time about those experiences?
Yeah, we talk about it a little bit here and there. I know every year we watch the game together, and it's kind of funny seeing some of the players that him and I have played with. I know myself, like Ekblad and Dreisaitl and Lemieux, guys like that. And fortunately for him, he had one of the best teams, it seemed, and guys like McDavid and other players like that. So it's funny watching these guys play in the NHL or have success and chuckle about how him and I are together now playing, and we reminisce about the old the memories, which seem so long ago, but we talk about it and it's we get some good laughs over it, that's for sure.
An announcement here just over the past week or so, you're going to move on next year from the Western Hockey League and take advantage of the scholarship opportunity there, a commitment to the University of Lethbridge. Kind of neat to know that that's where you're going to be in the fall. What led you to Lethbridge?
Just from the start, Coach Spiros and the University of Lethbridge organization with the recruitment and the way they handled myself as an individual and my family, they were first class. I know the program went through some hard times last couple of years, but the progress that Spiros has made as a coach and as a person throughout the program is just tremendous. And with them being able to bid on the national championships the next couple of years, it was something I really had to take into consideration. And he took the time and effort to talk to me, and it wasn't just a generic kind of conversation. We really connected, and I talked to a couple other schools and weighed out my options over the last couple of months, and I got to visit the school, and it was just I wanted to wait till the end of the season, but I knew in my heart that it was the best decision for me and my family, and we agreed just to make the decision, and I can't be more happier about what I'll transition to next year. I just want to make sure that still committed and ready for the season this year, but it's nice to know that I'll be in good hands next season and not being in Prince George.
Right, Lethbridge University is going to graduate two goaltenders this year, and you're going to team up with Garrett Hewson, a guy who has some tenure in the Western Hockey League as well. So a thought on that roster in Lethbridge, you're going to bump into quite a few guys that came from the Dub are now enjoying their CIS career. Must be kind of neat. You're going to play with some pretty good hockey players, and you're going to be playing pretty good hockey. CIS is as good as it gets once you graduate from junior if you're not playing pro.
Yeah, totally. It's a tremendous league, and you look at teams such as U of L or U of S or U of A, other teams like that that have basically all Western League guys, and you look at the rosters, and it's funny, as you say, you look at guys like Dalton Sword and Blake Orban and guys on the U of L roster that you played against when you were 17, 18, and you really never thought much about it because they were just on other teams. But it's funny now how they're going to be your teammates next year. And a guy like Garrett Hewson, who you played against and you always thought he was a good goalie and just he was a good person as well. And it was funny to play against him. And now it's just it's ironic that you end up playing on the same team with him as a tandem. So it's nice to see the Western League providing a lot of success to the CIS level because I think, as we discussed, it's very underrated. And I think it's a great league and it's a good stepping stone, not only for your future, but if you want to go on to play pro hockey. But like I said, playing against those guys when you're younger, you never thought much of it. But now that you're teammates, and it just shows what the Western League brings afterwards.
So when we look here at the Cougars, about a dozen games left in the regular season, the team looks pretty healthy. I imagine the city up there is excited. Other teams in the BC division are also jockeying for playoff positions here. What's it going to take for you guys to have that deep playoff run and really get BC's Northern Capital excited?
I think it's just when all 20 of us are on board at the same time. I think there's many games that I can think of. I know when we beat Kamloops back in November and other wins like against Regina and Everett, where when you play a full team game, it shows just the capability of us as a team and us as a 20-man roster. I know not every night you're not going to get everyone going at the same time, but I know when we have everyone on at the same time, and if we can click right before playoffs now with a dozen games left and going into the playoffs, I think we're a team to be reckoned with, and we will have a lot of success if all of us are clicking at the same time.
You've got Kelowna today, Kamloops tomorrow. Interesting that Kamloops is certainly a division rival, but your shortest road trip over the course of your 4 years, have you ever thought to calculate how many miles you've spent on a bus, how much time you spent on a bus as a member of the Prince George Cougars?
I know we, right after our game before Christmas against Spokane, we kind of talked about it and talked with our bus driver who, God bless him, he's the best bus driver I've ever had, and he's the only one I've really ever had, so he gets us from A to B quite quickly, and he does his job amazingly, so without him, we the Cougars wouldn't be where we are, because with us having to travel so far, he's definitely a huge help for us. But it's you think about how many months and days you've spent on that bus over your 4 years, and it's kind of funny to think back now, because you don't have much traveling left with the 3 months left of the season now with playoffs, but it's funny to look back on the other 3.5 years and think about how far you've really gone around the planet with on that bus. So
last question here, Ty, you know, as a 20 again, you've shared some neat experiences with us, chance to reflect. You've appeared in over 200 games. You came into the league as a 16-year-old. You're leaving as a mature 20. Sum it up for us, the Western Hockey League, the experience. It sounds like you've had a terrific time and something you're going to remember fondly for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been it's definitely an interesting experience. It's something that you look back on, and it's stuff I'll never forget. It's the guys, it's the memories, it's the wins, it's even the losses, it's the coaches, it's your billets, just the memories you make in the town. And I consider Prince George a second home to me. I've been there so long, and the Western League's been a great experience with the scholarship program that ultimately I knew I was going to use, and fortunately for me now it's in place for next season, and it's been the Western League's been a tremendous experience, and I'm just happy that I can put my name in some of the record books and hopefully go strong with the Memorial Cup at the end of the season. So that's the ultimate goal, but I don't think there'd be anything much better than finishing your career gradually getting better and better, and in your 20-year-old season finishing on top.
Ty, thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thank you very much.